This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
You have been watching perhaps one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president at a summit in front of a Russian leader. Only that I've ever seen.
Putin has recruited psychologically the president of the United States.
I have never seen an American president simply surrender to the leader of Russia. You should call this the surrender summit.
When do we see almost a shadow government come out and say we cannot side with the government, whether it's the cabinet or the Senate? I think that's the big question.
Who let all the dumb people on TV? It's like the question we ask every night, more so today than maybe before, and certainly in a long time. The reaction in the press to the summit today was so over the top that it was awe-inspiring, but the reaction of politicians was even more so. Chuck Schumer, who holds elected office in the United States Senate, suggested that Vladimir Putin is literally blackmailing the President of the United States. He did not provide evidence for that charge. Nancy Pelosi in the House went even further. She said that today was ironclad proof that Russia has something on President Trump. Wasn't a lot of reasoned discourse going on today, to put it mildly. Tammy Bruce is a reasoned person. She's a radio show host in New York, a friend of this show, and she joins us tonight. Tammy, what do you make of this?
You know, it's fascinating. Look, in President Trump's press conference, there's something we all didn't like necessarily. But the reaction, the overreaction, is extraordinary. Keep in mind, these are the people who said that the tax cuts were going to cause Armageddon, that the end of net neutrality was going to literally kill people, that President Trump meeting with North Korea was going to cause World War III. And now we've got this, you know, a press conference after a four-hour meeting. Is supposedly treason, or at least, as you've noted from a Congress member, should require a military coup. The American people at this point know something, and that is, with all the work he's done so far, with whatever disagreements you may have with President Trump, he loves this country, and he is working for this country. And that is clear. So when you see this kind of hysterical reaction multiplied, it worries the American people. And if their reaction is supposedly about national security and this, and how the nation is viewed, how is this country viewed when you do have elected officials suggesting a coup, either free a shadow government or through the military, or denigrating the president so publicly? If that was the concern, my point is that this, of course, is politics. It's not about national security.
But they seem to mean it. I mean, they seem desperate to force me to believe, as basically a Russia agnostic, I have no interest in going to Russia, I'm not interested in Russia. But they're trying to force me to believe that Russia is the worst country in the world, the greatest threat to my liberty, the greatest threat to the United States of America. Well, that's just stupid. Like, anyone who pays any attention knows that's not true.
Yeah.
So why are, it's not a defense of Russia, but it's just not,
sure.
You know, China's a much bigger threat. So why are they trying to force me to believe that and punish me if I don't nod in agreement? I don't understand.
Because that was their first premise. They've based everything on Russia controlling Donald Trump. That was their premise for the first 6 months, was to get him either to resign or to get him impeached. And look, the Russians, we agree, we know, did meddle. And we know that there's like that theme of a basic reality that Obama did nothing about, issued stand down orders to Susan Rice. We know that through congressional testimony. And so we know that that's occurred. The president, it tends to bring the two together, which is this unfair witch hunt versus the actual dynamic of meddling in this country, which, by the way,
right.
It really had no impact. That's clear. But in the meantime, the Democrat Party, the Never Trumpers, the establishment, invested in this fantasy of the president, Donald Trump, being controlled by the Russians, which, of course, is absurd. And his performance over the last over 500 days has proven his commitment to this nation. So this is their only investment. This is what they have. And they clearly are indicating the level of their panic and need for this to be the case. And the American people have rejected it before, and I think they'll reject it again.
Well, it is the opportunity that the American people have right now, and that is to understand what's going on and not to be overly prejudiced by this hyperbole that's going out there, these unfounded statements. Rather reckless, I mean, considering You know, if you're concerned about national security, how do you talk about these things, a military coup and their animus toward our president, the leader of the free world? This is Bill Martinez Live. The conversation continues.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Needless to say, all hands are required on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, as we say. It's an us thing. It's an American kind of thing. The United States of America coming together. And certainly what happened yesterday after the summit in Helsinki. Well, I'll tell you, it's like the Democrats just let off a bomb to further divide us and say, you know, what the heck happened here? Well, with us right now is former White House Chief Information Officer under President George W. Bush, current CEO of the industry-leading security consulting firm, Thornley Solutions, Teresa Payton. Teresa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great, and it's wonderful to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. And it is Fortalice, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, Fortalice Solutions.
Fortalice Solutions, great. Okay, and Teresa, give us your assessment of what came out of Helsinki and maybe put into perspective this hyperbole and the immediate politicization of what could potentially be a true reset of a relation, you know, of our relations with Russia and America.
Yeah, no, I mean, I watched the press conference and I watched the Q&A, and I know the president is getting mixed reviews, but he was true to himself, and any close observer of the president shouldn't have been surprised. Now, between you, me, and your listeners, I wish he had pressed harder on the cyber meddling in the press conference, but he did tell us it was discussed in private.
Mm-hmm.
What I do know is the intelligence community and the security community, myself included, we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Russia played a role in manipulating social media. They obviously played a role in targeting everyone running for office. And we all know that political espionage has been around since two human beings were walking the earth.
Right.
And if we politicize this, if the left or the right politicizes this, in the short term, maybe they're going to win a few votes here and there or get their constituents riled up. But we have grave long-term consequences ahead of us for national security if we don't figure this out and create countermeasures for manipulation that will continue to happen, not just by the hand of the Russians, but by other countries as well.
Well, and what I sense, Teresa, and maybe you see the same thing here, is it really puts President Trump in a defense. It has from day one. The movement here has been, let's invalidate this guy. Let's force him out, as many have said. Let's get him, you know, to quit. Let's find grounds to impeach him. I mean, the former CIA chief last night, what he put out there, I mean, was just, you know, disgusting about high crimes and treasons. Really? You know, a meeting? Is a high crime and treason? I mean, you start dealing in the hyperbole, but President Trump, his perception you know, his worldview in much the same way. By comparison, you have a Peter Strzok, you know, who is biased, but he insists he's not. But everybody knows that we can't separate bias from our humanity. It's like you said, ever since, you know, two people started walking the earth, it's just inherent to our humanity. And it does influence our position. So now Trump has been bombarded with this invalidation and that he doesn't deserve to be president. And so he's constantly in a defense mode, you know, when it comes to this.
He really is. And I know it's troublesome to, you know, watch what appears to be the president lauding Putin, despite all these different actions we know at the hands of Russia have happened. But we have to remember that every single modern U.S. president has tried to build bridges despite the massive political and ideological differences. They are a nuclear superpower. And so, you know, I think there's a couple of things we're also forgetting as well. At the beginning of this year, the White House made no bones about holding Russia accountable for the NotPetya cyber attack, which is companies around the globe, not just the Ukraine, but many companies that do business in the Ukraine were hit hard. The tally for that has been $1.2 billion in expense recovering from NotPetya. I mean, Sarah Sanders is on the record calling NotPetya as part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to destabilize Ukraine and demonstrating that this was Russia's involvement in the ongoing conflict. So the administration has been pretty strong in holding Russia accountable. Like I said, as a cyber and intel person, I'm not a politician. I wanted to see him come out strong, but we don't know what was said behind closed doors. I will be interested to see how Trump continues to navigate the beginning of a relationship with Putin. But every modern-day president has tried to reach out to Russia, and rightfully so, given we don't need to start kind of a modern-day Cold War.
No, no, and especially when you go back to World War II, as someone put into perspective, that is that it was the Russians, after all, that were credited with defeating the Germans, and they were a strong ally. Yes, they had their own, you know, agenda. I mean, they're not the United States of America. Just as much as Donald Trump is bringing, you know, to this country a revival of, you know, some patriotism and America first idea, Russia has been that way. So, you know, how can you, in a sense, fault them for having their own perspective?
No, and you're absolutely right about that. And so On the go forward, you know, now that they've kind of created some level of rapport between the two of them, which, you know, obviously over the last several decades has not happened through kind of traditional diplomacy. So let's see what a little bit of rogue diplomacy might bring forward here. I would like to see the president, whether it's, you know, kind of out in front or behind closed doors, really start to talk to Putin about kind of Russia's techniques and tactics that have been used, not just on kind of political campaigns for political espionage, but to have a real discussion around some of the economic espionage. We cannot have another NotPetya hit the world.
Yes.
We can't afford to see countries such as Georgia, Estonia, the Ukraine suddenly going offline because Russia doesn't like how they're behaving. And so we need to have some real discussions about the targeting of American businesses and intellectual property. But also, when you don't like how people behave, you know, you can't be like a parent and unplug their internet, which is what's happening. So
right.
Those, I would like to see those discussions continue to happen.
Well, outside of that, as you mentioned, Teresa, up to date, the administration has been, you know, I would say much more aggressive than the previous administration with sanctions to let, you know, Putin know that there are consequences and the behavior is unacceptable. Now, he can say straight-faced and very convincingly, seemingly, that he's innocent, that he wouldn't do it. They don't have enough, you know, firepower or whatever, you know, to do and wreak this kind of damage. And I sense this a little bit that from day one is that Putin, on one hand, likes the extra credit that he's getting, you know, that And after all is said and done, did one vote get changed? Well, you know, according to President Obama, you know, it's absurd to think that anybody could penetrate our voting system. And the intelligence community said not one vote got changed. So are we making more of Putin than he deserves? I don't know.
That's a great point.
Yeah, well, let's continue with the conversation. Teresa Payton is with us right here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from her right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not fight.
Dukakis, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As I mentioned earlier, it was John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, that tweeted this out. Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. It was nothing short of treasonous. That's part and parcel of that tweet. This is, the hyperbole that is out there. And, of course, the Democrats are seizing on this, sadly, because, going into this, Teresa Payton is with us, is that you had this contention between Russia and the United States, sanctions on Russia, and here it is. As President Putin said, "Hey, we're traveling all this distance. Are we going to come here to insult one another, or are we going to try to find some common ground to where maybe truly we can do something about this relationship?"
Yeah, and I think common ground at this point would be, yeah, ideal compared to what we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we've had in the past was things like NotPetya from a cyber perspective,
yeah,
meddling in elections, not just in America, but in other elections. And so why not try a new tack to see if we can reach some common ground? We do need to hold him accountable for the human rights issues that are associated with Russia and, kind of the treatment of reporters and of, other individuals who speak out. So freedom of speech is not necessarily promoted there. So we need to hold them accountable for that and the annexation of, Crimea. And so those things all need to be discussed. But to your point, you can't do it from a basis of name calling. You have to do it where you've reached some common ground on a few issues, and then you work to build that bridge so that you can have that conversation and hold the person accountable for those actions.
And you bring up some excellent points here, Teresa, in terms of the balance of perspective. I mean, we are so over the top over this meddling that everybody says didn't change one vote. But, I mean, there are serious issues here. Look at Syria. What's going on there? What happened with Crimea? As you say, just other topics that I think rise so far and above. For me, I look at this and as a bit of a muse in terms of, the meddling, and as if the United States hasn't done it. That doesn't mean, I'm not trying to use some comparative relativism here and justification. But the fact of the matter is that, as you said, this is something that's common and it's going to continue. It's not going to stop with this. And right now it's Russia. I mean, there's probably some Chinese operatives, North Korean operatives, have been suggested along the way. And in some degree, I feel like we're chasing goats here. Or ghosts, and that we need to, fortify our infrastructure and be aware of this stuff. I mean, you can't be, one of the leaders of the DNC and have a password, named password, silly things like this. It's like, we have to up our game to protect our cyber activity so that we are secure. Do we not?
You are so spot on in saying that, and you're right. I mean, so we've got issues, such as Syria and Crimea, and kind of these human rights issues, lives being lost, and that to me trumps political espionage. Although that's serious, and it's on a list of serious offenses, but let's deal with human life first, and let's deal with some of the politics in tangent with that, not over and above that. And we've been told for many years that the freedom of the internet has been in jeopardy. And there's a fantastic report for those of you that want to read it called The Freedom on the Net. It comes out every year. I devour the report. I have it handy. The 2017 report said that manipulation and disinformation tactics played an important role in at least 18 countries over the last year. The United States being one of them, and not just Russia. And so it's a really important report to read. And so when you read something like that, you say to yourself, going back to what you mentioned, which is some basic security security hygiene techniques are well advised for all of your listeners, whether you're working on a campaign or not, because they will serve you well fighting not just Russian state-sponsored groups, but also against identity theft and fraudsters. Mm-hmm. And so some of those things include, and many of the things I'm going to mention are free. First of all, have multiple email addresses. So you have a public-facing one that you hand out to everybody. Have a different one for things that are really important to you. Maybe it's your business and the money movement of your business. Don't hand that email address out. Only give that to your bank and different groups that you move money with. Same thing with your health insurance and your bank account. The other thing to be thinking about is strong passwords. I know everybody hates strong passwords. They're hard to remember. They feel like they only keep you out and nobody else out. But then if you put on top of that two-factor authentication where that code gets texted to your phone to make sure it's really you, that can also stave off some of these attacks. And then lastly, a tool that I love that can be, it doesn't catch everything, but it's free and it can be a real lifesaver for your, I know nobody listening to your show would do this, but their family members would, people that are link click happy and attachment click happy. You can actually cut and paste a link or upload an attachment to virustotal.com. It's a free tool and it will tell you whether or not 70 different databases that track bad links with, that have malicious intent or attachments that are infected. It will check it against these 70 plus databases and tell you whether or not someone has reported it as a problem. And it's really simple. It says red or green. I mean, it's really simple to use. It takes a few seconds to use. So just following a few of those tips, both for local and national campaigns, as well as for everyone listening, for both your personal and professional life, can really help keep you safe from sort of the low-level criminal all the way up to the more sophisticated criminals.
Well, great ideas, Teresa. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Teresa Payton is with us with Fortalice Solutions. She's a former White House Chief Information Officer under President George W. Bush, current CEO of the industry-leading security consulting firm Fortalice Solutions that I mentioned. So what next here, Teresa? The president is back in country with all the this stuff is going on. He's got some crisis management to deal with, you know, in terms of the perception of what's going on. But what is the next step for this president and for America regarding this Russian hacking?
Yeah, the next step will be for the president and his advisors to sit with the intelligence community and to, you know, really talk through what are the countermeasures, not just for Russia, but for other countries who would like to make Americans distrust the election process. And I do want to go back to something you said, which is really important. The intelligence community has stated that they have seen no evidence of you and I going into a voting booth, voting one way, and having somebody tamper with our vote and changing the vote. That is good news. There's a lot of work to be done to secure those voting booths. And the Department of Homeland Security has offered assistance to every single state board of elections to help them with that. So that there's a good program in place there. We have to be looking at the safety of the election databases themselves. There were problems with those being targeted for both identity theft and other nefarious purposes. Again, DHS is working with the State Board of Elections on that. Then we go to how do the campaigns and how do the parties protect themselves. We talked about some of those tips there. And then the last thing, which is not something the White House can solve for us. This is the intelligence community, the White House, the Hill, and, oh, by the way, the private sector, much of which is in Silicon Valley, the social media companies. We learned the hard way that automating our way out of fake personas and fake ads and inciting sort of emotions and feelings on both sides of the argument. We can't automate our way out of that. And so how do we combat this while still protecting freedom of speech?
Exactly. That's we have to leave it right there. Teresa Payton, thank you so much. Great insight. Thank you. Have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a President of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin."
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
"I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And, of course, today, or I should say this evening, the big game, the All-Star Game. And in Washington, D.C., for the game is Kurt Smith. We're honored to have him back. Kurt, of course, wrote the book, The Presidents and the Pastime, The History of Baseball at the White House. Kurt, good to have you back. How are you?
Fine, Bill. I'm honored to be with you.
Hey, you're there in D.C. for the big game tonight, and in your book you cover four All-Star games, tying in the president's love for our favorite pastime.
Well, yes, and in fact, it's been a while since Washington had his fourth, in fact, 1969, mm-hmm. because for 34 years, from 1972 through 2004, you know, baseball absented itself from the nation's capital, which is rather unforgivable, probably should be unconstitutional, certainly sinful, but that was the case. And so Washington is doing cartwheels here about having the All-Star game back. The excitement is palpable.
Well,
but yes, this is quite historic because between 1937 and 1969, the All-Star game has been here four times, as you suggest, mm-hmm. beginning with the 1937, and I can still see in my mind's eye Franklin Roosevelt coming in his presidential limousine, and they opened the gate at Rayfield Gate at Wrigley, at Griffith Stadium in Washington, and then FDR comes, and the crowd roars, and he comes in to his presidential box along the third base line, and it was such a vivid scene. Or Dwight Eisenhower in 1956, John F. Kennedy in 1962, Richard Nixon would have been there in 1969, but baseball was preempted by something called the astronauts returning from the moon.
Mm, yeah.
None of us will ever forget where we were, of course, for that. So there's a spectacular, if you would, and picturesque litany of the past All-Star games here in Washington, and they can only hope that that the fifth comes anywhere near approximating that in drama and in theater.
Yeah, maybe NASA missed an opportunity there. They should have landed them there on the pitcher's mound. What do you think?
that. But
just saying.
Well, that would have been lovely. They were hard pressed to get them to Hawaii in time, and Nixon went there, and he started talking about the All-Star game to the astronauts as they're there in their capsule aboard the ship. So Nixon was an inveterate baseball fan who was offered the commissionership of baseball 4 years earlier in 1965. He had lost for the presidency in 60, won the presidency in 68, but was so esteemed by the game that in 65 he'd been offered the top job in baseball. He turned it down because, as he later told me, he had other plans, and the other plans were winning the presidency 3 years later. But he loved the game.
Well, Kurt, you know, you mentioned your conversation with Richard Nixon. I mean, you had a chance to talk to so many presidents, you know, over the years, you know, with all your background and history that you were able to document this love of the game by the presidents. I mean, in your book, each chapter depicts a president's special relationship to the pastime. You mentioned Franklin Roosevelt, who is attributed for saving baseball in World War II. Tell us about that.
Well, he really did, and there are many reasons to put Franklin D. Roosevelt on the cover of the presidents in the pastime, but this certainly, I think, heads the list. And he does grace the cover, a wonderful picture of him throwing out the first ball at the opening of the baseball season at Griffith Stadium in Washington. But the incident to which you allude occurred after the Japanese had attacked savagely Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, killing nearly 3,000 Americans. And baseball was askew, clueless as to what to do in the wake of this incident, because so many of its players would be drafted and
exactly.
were drafted.
Right.
More than 250, including
right.
Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, yeah. and Johnny Pesky. Yeah. So they wrote FDR seeking guidance. Should we close up shop, go out of business? Should we proceed in a diminished state? What should we do? Mm-hmm. And the very next day, January 15th of 42, Roosevelt answers that letter, and he does so by reading the contents, the entirety of his letter, aloud at a press conference, which shows you the enormous niche of baseball to the nation. And what he says is this, that not simply does he suggest gently that baseball be played for the duration of the war, he rather insists that it be played because of, number one, the impact on the morale of the home front, the wives and the workers here at home and the children as well, but above all on the fighting troops abroad in the Atlantic and the Pacific theaters, and on them. And he was right, because surveys later showed that except for the letters by loved ones which reached the troops abroad, nothing elevated and improved the morale of troops abroad more than the box scores and the game accounts of baseball games that they got in newspapers from papers here at home. So FDR knew his game, and he certainly knew his country, which is why I'm suggesting in this book that he be inducted posthumously by the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. There are 317 plaques today at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, of players and executives and managers, so forth. I know because I was there speaking last week, and none of them include the phrase saved baseball. FDR did.
Well, without a doubt. Well, your book is so rich with history and how it intertwines with politics and presidential history. Who did you find to be the biggest fan outside of Roosevelt?
Oh, Richard Nixon. He had a terrible athlete, very uncoordinated. Mm-hmm. But he had an endearing Walter Mitty, Andy Hardy, Tom Mix, sort of love of the game. He had seen his first game at 13 in the Pacific Coast League, his first big league game in law school at Griffith Stadium in Washington. He could recite years after the fact batting averages and one-loss records. He threw 50 years ago, 49 years ago, actually, at the last All-Star game in Washington. I'm looking at it right now, the White House. And the day before the All-Star game, an All-Star gala for Hall of Famers and active players. And he spoke from notes for 15 minutes. And he absolutely mesmerized players and Hall of Famers with his knowledge of the game. But Henry Aaron said, the Knicks knew more about baseball than most people in the game, including the people who ran the game. Mm-hmm. And he would introduce players in the receiving line and talk to them about their career before the players could introduce themselves. So I would say he was a great fan. John F. Kennedy was a great fan. He was born into Red Sox Nation, you know, his grandfather. Honey Fitzgerald, the mayor of Boston in 1912, threw out the first ball to inaugurate Fenway Park in Boston. So Kennedy was born into that.
Yeah.
And another fan was the fellow for whom I had the great privilege to write speeches for 4 years in the White House and then 4 years afterward, George H.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
who picked up a bat at age five, said to himself and then out loud, "Baseball has everything." And a true story. And then later went on to play the game at Yale to be
right.
The captain, to be such a spectacular fielder that a big league scout once told me that had they had the position of designated fielder, George H.W. Bush would have made the major leagues.
Wow.
And here we have, at 94, 89 years after he said baseball has everything, George H.W. Bush is still loving and watching baseball on TV. So those are the ones that immediately leap to mind, Ronald Reagan as well. And I'm sure there are other baseball loving presidents. I would say this, that except for Theodore Roosevelt, who disliked baseball because it didn't have enough blood and gore, didn't have enough people dying before. Literally, he couldn't say that because he feared losing his presidency if he did. Except for him. Every president that I've researched, either liked or loved the game.
Well, he probably went there to watch the umpires fight and get into brawls or something, and if the bench is cleared, then suddenly baseball would be exciting for him. Kurt, as we wrap things up here, I'm sorry that because I know you're busy and you got lots of things to do and you're getting ready for the game tonight. What do you see for the future between politics and baseball? We got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to let you sum everything up and bring us home here.
Sure. I think as long as baseball markets itself aggressively, I think as long as it keeps its tie, particularly with young people of this country, strong and secure, that the tie between baseball and the presidency will be strong and secure because presidents love to be where the action is, and the action is with the young.
Celebrated author. Yes, we're talking with Kurt Smith. His book, The Presidents and the Pastime, The History of Baseball and the White House. Kurt, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, this has been such a treat. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're going. You come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, many of you have heard me talk about my involvement with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, the foundation that is helping veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Some 2022 veterans every day committing suicide. It just breaks my heart, and I know it does yours. Well, we're now working with over 110 veteran service facilities across the U.S. We've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. The demand is growing rapidly, and the need for contribution is increasing. So if you can help, whatever you can do would be much appreciated. You know, I rarely ask for your help along these lines, but this, you know, the whole program here, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, is becoming so popular and growing so quick. We're just busting at the seams, and we need some help here. And so we're soliciting your help, because time to time I've had people say, look, I really love what Songs and Stories for Soldiers is doing. I want to, how can I do that? You know, donate. Right now we do need your help, because we've got some aggressive expansion that's taking place, and we're contacting more and more people, and they're contacting us because they want those MP3 players, because they work out great. I mean, we hand them out to vets and to people suffering from PTSD. They're absolutely free. It's our gift to them. We want to do everything we can to come alongside what our veterans are dealing with. So look, at for $10 you can buy an MP3 player and hopefully save a veteran's life. If you want to join in and help us out, go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Click on the donate button. I thank you so much for co-laboring with us and coming alongside this great effort. With us right now, as she is every week, the one and only Samantha Mao. She has scoured the highways, the byways, the internet, and everything that, in between, to come up with these viral videos that she reports on every week. And this is why we refer to her as the Good News Girl, because all kinds of good news, and good news that makes you laugh and makes you cry, reconnects us with our emotions, the good kind, not necessarily the kind that came out of Helsinki yesterday. So, Samantha, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm like most people, you know. I saw what happened on Helsinki. You know, I got a little, uncomfortable about it all. But hey, it's such is the world of politics, and I always tell people, calm down. You know, this has been all a very spirited situation that has taken place here. Anything that has to do with the Russians, everybody's just super sensitive about it right now. But we'll get through it, and reason will reign, and we need some of that right now. So hey, look at, you're here. So what do you got for us today?
Weddings are always a big thing. It's something we looked forward to our whole life. You know, women, mm-hmm. we plan it, we imagine it. It's always just a big dream. And, you know, that was how it was for Dolce Gonzalez. And she mm-hmm. decided she was going to have an outdoor wedding. And, you know, outdoor weddings in the summertime are always kind of a risky move. And mm-hmm. it ended up kind of backfiring on her a little bit. There was a huge storm, and her and her family were stuck in their cars, and she had a couple of angels come to her rescue. Cynthia Strunk and her husband Shannon had been watching this wedding preparations down in Mississippi, and her husband see the whole family setting up, and then everybody's in their cars and just waiting. They had no other choice but to wait in their cars. Well, Cynthia Strunk says, why don't you come into my house? We always have a lot of family over. We have a lot of guests, so we have all the chairs ready. And she said it was the fastest wedding she had ever set up.
Unbelievable.
And in 10 minutes, they had it ready for a crowd of 50 people. And she says she expects Dolce and her husband, Ariel, to come and show them whatever they have, their first child, and show them where it all began. And it was just, they said it was a wonderful experience. You would never guess by looking at the pictures that this was an impromptu wedding. These people regularly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the tension that goes along with a wedding anyway, and then all of a sudden we're not having it, and oh, we're going to do it in a stranger's house on top of that.
That's right.
Wow. Wow.
What a way to start off
the rest of your life, right?
That's right. I wonder if it's like the rehearsal for the play, you know, if the rehearsal goes poorly, you know, but it's actually ended up going really well. And, you know, I'm sure they made some lifelong friends in the Strunks. So I love stories like that.
What a sweet story. What about the mother of a Waffle House shooting survivor? Tell us about that.
Well, you know what happened in the Waffle House shooting earlier this year, where four people were killed in Tennessee in April. Well, when Vicki Davis learned that the Waffle House waitress had saved her son, she went on a mission to track her down and pay it forward. And it was actually something rather simple that ended up saving her son. The waitress had just asked him to switch seats, and so she wouldn't splash him when she was washing the dishes, and it ended up saving his son's life. Well, Vicki decides, I need to find this waitress. I need to just pay her back. You know, she saved the most precious thing in the world to me. And when she went back after the shooting, most of the people who had worked there weren't working there anymore. And she gave the manager her contact information and asked him to put her in touch with the waitress. She didn't hear back. And then a month later, she bumps into the manager again, and she's like, I really need to get in touch with this waitress. I just, you know, I feel like this needs to be paid for. So she ends up getting in touch with the waitress's fiance, and she meets the waitress, who is Virginia Stanley. And she ends up being able to get her a wedding dress for her wedding, you know, so it's another wedding story. She called Glitz in Nashville, which is a bridal shop that usually gives free wedding dresses to military women and veterans and responders. But she was a veteran of the U.S. Army National Guard, and she made a request for the shop to donate to Virginia. And they made an exception, and what a great exception it was.
Wow.
I love stories like those.
That is so cool. Now you've got another one where a couple has adopted six kids after struggling with infertility. And break that down.
That's right. You know, when people are trying to have children, it can be a very sensitive journey. And, you know, growing your family is just, it's something that we all hope to do. You get married and you want to have children and just share that love that you share as a couple. And Ali Molly and his wife Ashley Watson met back in 2012, and they basically knew right away that they were going to get married and spend their life together. You know, they were shortly after engaged, and within a year they were married. And they started trying to have children. And it just, because of endometriosis and some other health issues, that Ashley was having, you know, it just was looking less and less possible for them to be able to conceive naturally. Right. Well, in 2015, they end up taking in a family of six, and four of them had special needs. And right now, the ages range from 4 years old to 21. That's the current age. So, you know, just subtract for all those years.
Wow. Wow.
And they ended up officially adopting them in April of this year. And, you know, I just love this story because they looked at those children and they were like, these blessings needed us as much as we needed them. And, you know, it made their family complete. And how lucky are those children to get parents who they were just looking for somebody to love. You know, they're just so ready and open.
Well, can you imagine, Sam? I mean, you know, dealing with one child that is a special, but you got four children.
That's right.
A total of six that you're dealing with. I mean, this is extraordinary.
Oh, my God. Dealing with one child, just, you know, just the responsibility of going
right.
from being just a couple on your own to having one child, but to adopt six children and to take them in, or, you know, to take them into your home and welcome them and love them. You know, that just takes some exceptional people. And Allo and Ashley just, you know, I love them for sharing the story, and it's gone viral online. And, you know, hopefully it inspires others to, you know, that are struggling with either infertility or trying to adopt to, you know, keep up hope, because, you know, that was one of the things he said. It was a struggle for him when they were, you know, where they were trying to grow their family and share this love with each other. Love with each other.
And their capacity for love is just it is clearly exceptional. And that's such a great story. Hey, I like this next one, too. This 8-year-old girl has a birthday wish. And next thing you know, we got 12,000 pounds worth of pet food. What did her dad say? Like, in, like, you couldn't have wished for gold or something? We got pet food?
You know, if wishes could come true, she definitely needs to be wishing for gold on her next birthday.
Just saying, you know.
That's right. Well, Addison Kiker, you know, she made sure she told her friends and family this year she didn't want anything for herself for her birthday, which, I mean, obviously her parents are doing something great with this child. You know, it's like she doesn't want to buy, she doesn't want anything else. She decides to request animal supplies for her local animal shelter. And whenever her community found out, they decided, we're going to all donate to this animal shelter, end up raising over 12,000 pounds worth of food. It's 580 pounds of cat litter and over 11,000 pounds of dog food. And that animal shelter is just going to be very set for a while. Maybe they'll even have to share with other local animal shelters. And then those animals will go on to bring a lot of joy to a lot of families.
Very cool.
With all this food. So.
Well, we got to wrap things up here. Did you happen to get that that one link I sent you about the lip syncing cops, you know, that triggered that litigious anti-religious group? I mean, this is incredible. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Okay, I sent it to you on Friday. You got to look it up. This is special. These police officers, you know, got together and they lip sing, you know, this song, which is God's Not Dead. He's really alive, and it is very cool. And they've had over 5 million hits on this, and so but of course, you know, when you do something, you say God's not dead. And you got police officers. All of a sudden, you know, church separation, state, you know, this kind of thing, and this argument continues.
No.
I got to tell you, this has really blessed a lot of people, and we appreciate that.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Tired of being censored by